This is Richard Hake with WNYC's Weekend Staff Picks, a sampling of some of the events our colleagues are checking out around town. Everyone's eyes will be on a racehorse today as California Chrome will attempt to become the 12th Triple Crown winner in American racing history at the Belmont Stakes. Anne-Marie Fertoli is a producer in the newsroom, and she goes to Belmont Park every year for the stakes, especially since her parents live down the block from the iconic track.
It's actually very beautiful. People actually picnic and stay out in the parking lots all day and eat and, you know, place bets on the horses. And the grandstand is actually very beautiful. There's ivy that's sort of climbing over the bricks. It's a really pretty, picturesque place.
It's very lush, especially at this time of year.
Yes, definitely. And it's supposed to be very hot this weekend, so a lot of people will probably be out wearing their bonnets and fancy clothes for the race.
Do you have a special hat?
I actually bought a fascinator. It has a veil and some feathers, and I will be wearing it.
We have a lot of talented interns here at WNYC, and one of them is Nick Trotta from The Brian Lehrer Show, and he's part of a group called the Target Margin Theater Company that's devising pieces based on Yiddish literature. One of the plays is a story of an old miller who people want to turn into the next Messiah, but he doesn't want to be the next Messiah.
So he wanders through the world trying to find out what his purpose in life is, and they keep telling him, you must, you must, you must. And then eventually he actually just relents and in typical fashion just so goes, okay, I'll do it. I guess you'd have to call him a schmamil.
Blakeney Schick, producer on The Leonard Lopate Show, has great praise for a Broadway show. It stars Audra McDonald in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It's about the last 3 months of the life of Billie Holiday.
She's just an emotional and physical wreck. And in the course of the show, which is only 90 minutes long, she tells the story of her life and also sings a lot of the songs that, you know, we love today that she sang and that she made unique.
Now, I'm a big Audra McDonald fan. I mean, how does she do at channeling Billie Holiday?
I have to say I was a little hesitant when I saw that she had been cast as Billie Holiday because the last time I had seen her was as Bess in Porgy and Bess, which is like a full-on opera. My jaw dropped. It is amazing the way that she channels the voice, the body language, just all of it, and seems to become Billie Holiday for 90 minutes on stage. You get
by. Visit WNYC.org to get more information on our weekend staff picks. For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake. What a little moonlight can do.
Just will not I tug away.